profile of our competition with George and Harley. We also have a bit about children in need and lots more. So don't move a muscle. Now it's time for latest news with Elstar and Bob. Podcast latest news. Only found on Podcaster. Here we go, Elstar. On Friday, it was the last day of after school club, so thank you to everybody who came. Anti-Bullying Week is next week. Please help raise money for Dr. Bernardo's
charity.
On Friday the 16th of November was Children in Need. Caster School did a fundraising and raised a lot
Not
of money
bully.
To find out how much. Carry on listening to Pudsey Bear Game after this.
Do 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 do.
It's time for Children in Need Game with Chestnut and Redwood class.
It's Friday the 16th of November. Children in Need. Here today doing the game is Squid and Bob.
Our game is called Guess How Much Money Is on Pudsey. These are the children that entered.
Edward guessed £141.
Rachel, £173.11.
George, £121.50.
James, £153.
Daniel, £200.
George, £163.45.
Connor, £136.
Harley, £123.20.
Nicole, £146.99.
Georgia, £210.
Joe, £152.
Darren, £100.50.
Ben, £300.01.
Jacob, £75.
Olivia, £100.
Saskia, £11 or £12.
James Manning, £153.70.
Connor, £90.53.
Dylan, £150.24.
Hamish, £100.02.
Alejandro, £111.41.
Mrs. Brewster, £86.53.
Lauren, £96.20.
And Molly, £99.
We raised £165.46. It was very close between Rachel and James, both in Redwood.
James lost by only 46p, which means Rachel won a box of Maltesers. Well done, Rachel.
Thank you for everybody who entered
and put money on Pudsey.
And now it's time for the competition final! And it's between Harley and George, and the impression is Elvis Presley. So stay tuned to listen to them both.
Here's Harley's impression of Elvis Presley.
He's looking like a hound dog. That's Elvis Presley, alright.
Thank you, Harley.
Now it's time for George's turn to do the impression contest. You ready, George?
Ain't nothing but a hound dog, running all the time.
Thank you, George.
That was our two finalists. Make sure you listen next time for the results.
Dun, dun, dun! Here's an interview with Mrs. Lawrison.
But unfortunately, she cannot join us, so she left us some notes from our questions. Question number one was, how long have you been a supply teacher for? Her answer was,
I have been a supply teacher for 3 weeks, but I was a teacher for 30 years before I retired. Question number two was, what class do you teach? Her answer was,
today I taught year two, but I have taught most age groups in primary schools. Question number three was, what's your favourite colour? Her answer
answer was, my favourite colour is a deep pinky purple colour. Question number 4 was, what's your most embarrassing moment?
She replied, when I was in the public toilets talking to a friend outside the door, I was moaning about another person. When I came out of the cubicle, the person was washing her hands. There's a lesson in that. Question number 5 was, do you like teaching at Caster School?
I like Caster very much and I am happy to be asked back. Question number 6 was, how do the children behave and how do you like Caster School?
She replied, the children are very polite, they are enthusiastic and enjoy their lessons. Everyone, adults and pupils, make me feel very welcome.
So thank you to her. That interview was done by Squidge and Bob. The questions were written by Elfstar.
Oh, it's time for
Kitty Minute.
What song should we sing? Tegan.
The Camel.
Alice the Camel. Let's start with 5 pumps. 1, 2, 3, go.
Alice the Camel has 5 pumps. Alice the Camel has 5 pumps. Alice the Camel has 5 pumps. So go, Alice, go.
Bum, bum, bum.
Alice the Camel has 4 pumps. Alice the Camel has 4 pumps. Alice the Camel has 4 pumps. So go, Alice.
We raise our hands!
handbag.
He hesitated.
Incorrect challenge.
Oh, what?
Bob, you have 12 seconds on the clock.
Guess what? Ray raised 165 pounds, 46 pence. How cool is that?
Challenge.
She went completely off the subject. Fair challenge. But
no,
Squid, you have...
The horse was shaking his head.
Squid, you have 7 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
We raise money so they can have a shelter, food, warmth, and so they can have as a lucky every
challenge. Handbag?
She kind of went completely off the subject.
Correct challenge. You have only 1 second on the clock.
Children needs a
challenge. And the winner is Squidge!
Squidge!
Thank you for listening to Podcaster this week. Remember to listen to next week's episode where we'll be telling you who won our competition. It's going to be very exciting. Don't miss it. Bye!